Good morning.
So sad.
Today is CBCGL's first ever vacation Bible school reunion.
今日咧系挪威尔教会有史以嚟第一次嘅圣经暑期圣经班嘅一次嘅聚旧。
I was going to welcome any VBS visitors, but I don't see any.
我想欢迎一啲即系暑期圣经班参加嘅嗰啲嘅新朋友，但好似冇乜见到。
VBS is a ministry of our entire church.
暑期圣经班系成个教会嘅事工。
So I want to thank the several co-workers that I know have been faithful in serving in VBS over the years.
我想嚟到去感谢嗰啲一齐帮手响暑期圣经班帮手嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋好忠心。
Especially Kin Sao.
特别系秀娟。
Because she cooks us a delicious lunch every year.
佢每年都帮手煮食物。
So I encourage everyone is welcome to serve in VBS.
我欢迎大家每一个都能够来到参与暑期圣经班的那个的事工。
And also want to thank Winnie because she's, how many VBS have you served? Like 20? I don't want to age you, but
served every year in VBS. Winnie, 咁啊唔知系咪有即系20次啊，咁即系差唔多20年嘅时间。
But I hope everyone prays for VBS.
我真系希望大家亦都能够为到暑期圣经班嘅事工嚟到去祈祷。
Okay. Pray for the 33 children who accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior this past VBS.
亦都为到有33位小朋友相信耶稣基督为救主嚟到去祷告。
Who now believe and have faith that Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ alone, for their eternal salvation.
即系呢33位小朋友响过去嗰个暑假，即系相信同埋接受耶稣基督系唯一嘅嗰个嘅救主。
Most of you are aware that my family and I went to China this summer。
相信你哋大部分人都知道我太太同埋我女儿响过去呢个暑假同教会嘅短宣队去咗中国。
As part of our church's short-term mission。
就是教会所支持的短宣。
Getting to Shandong, China took over 30 hours of travel between layovers and flights.
我们一共用了30个钟头才去到山东。
I remember arriving at Beijing International Airport.
我记得当我们到达北京国际机场的时候。
It is huge.
我感觉就是很大。
It took 25 minutes to get from the international gate to the domestic gate.
从国际航班嗰个闸口走去到国内航班个闸口咧，需要25分钟嘅时间。
25 minutes driving.
唔系行路，系开车，25分钟嘅车程。
There are arrivals and departures taking place from all over the world.
即系我知道喺呢个机场咧，时时刻刻嘅都有人即系离开中国或者系嚟到中国。
At all times, every day
系啦，即系每日嘅每时每刻嘅。
Sometimes our lives are like airport concourses。
有啲嘅时候，我哋嘅人生其实就好似机场嘅候机室一样
，filled with arrivals and departures。
充满变动。
Our lives become so busy going from one place to the next.
即是不断的从一个地方去到一个地方，即是令让我们的生命变得很忙。
And often we are stressed in the midst of them.
也都很多的时候因为这些变动让我们身心都很疲乏。
Thank God that He abides in the midst of our comings and goings.
我哋感谢神，因为佢喺我哋呢啲人生嘅变动都与我哋同在。
We need not worry that we will leave him in some cherished place we are moving from。
我哋唔需要担心，以为我哋嘅变动系离开佢。
Our heavenly Father is waiting there at our next stop always。
无论我哋点样嘅变动，我哋嘅神都永远喺度等候紧我哋。
Psalm 62 is written by David.
诗篇62篇是以色列最伟大的王大卫写的。
David knew what it was like to run from one place to the next.
大卫佢好清楚知道变动到底系咩滋味。
You know the saying, "There is no rest for the weary."
有咁样嘅一句说话，得闲死，唔得闲病。
It very well may have been written for him.
呢个可能系大卫佢自己嘅写照。
He had grown weary from the constant assaults of his enemies.
大卫因为不断受到敌人嘅攻击，
including from his own son.
包括佢自己仔都攻击佢。
Although we will touch upon the entire Psalm 62,
虽然我哋会睇成篇62篇，
our main focus will be Psalm 62 verse 1.
但是我们特别强调的是第一节。
My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him.
我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。
Look at the first part of verse 1.
我们先来看第一节的上半节。
My soul finds rest in God alone.
我的心默默无声，专等候神。
Saint Augustine said, "Thou hast formed us for thyself, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in thee."
第四、第五世纪出名的神学家奥古斯丁曾经这样讲：神，你为自己创造了我们，我们唯有在你里面，我们能够得到平安，得到休息。
The soul is at rest only with God.
唯有神是人的那个的安息，唯有神是人那个的避风港。
Not in a particular geographical location in which we live.
这个的平安，这个的安息不在乎我们住在什么地方。
Not in the church in which we come to worship together.
亦唔在乎我哋喺边度嚟到去敬拜。
Not in our houses，
亦唔在乎我哋嘅家庭。
Or our families，
我哋嘅家庭。
Or our friends，
我哋嘅朋友。
The psalmist had found the secret，
诗人揾到呢一个让佢能够平安、让佢能够安息嘅秘诀。
Our soul finds rest in God alone。
我的心默默无声，专等候神。
When we commit ourselves to other allegiances, we make ourselves vulnerable to the pain of change.
当我们依靠神以外的事呢，我们注定是要不断的经历变动的痛苦。
On this side of eternity, change is inevitable.
因为在这个世界，变动是必然的事情。
With each passing day, our bodies are changing.
每过一日，我哋嘅身体都喺度变紧。
Naturally,
好自然咁样喺度变紧。
There is nothing you can do to stop that.
冇任何嘅嘢能够让呢个嘅改变停止。
But what about our souls?
咁我哋嘅灵又点样样
？How do you define soul?
我哋点样理解灵
？I have always thought of soul.In spirit, as being interchangeable and synonymous.
我一直都认为灵魂呢两个字是可以替换使用的同义词。
Because as I read the Bible, that is how those two words feel to me.
因为我在读圣经的时候，我是有这样的感受。
Let's look at the first time each word is used in the Bible.
我们一起来看一看灵魂呢两个字各自第一次在圣经出现在什么地方。
In the King James Version, the first time the word soul is used is in Genesis 2:7.
在钦定本嗰个圣经入边咧，第一次使用灵呢一个字系喺创世纪嘅二章七节。
And man became a living soul.
佢就成了有灵的活人。
The first time spirit is used in the lower case is Genesis 41:8.
第一次用魂这个字是在创世纪的41章8节。
In the morning, his spirit was troubled.
在早晨他的心里不安，中文所翻译心里这个字就是云。
This is referring to Pharaoh after the dreams he was having after he threw Joseph in prison.
这里是指法老将约瑟落在监里之后所发的梦。
Listen to what they sound like if we switch the two words.
我们可以来到看一看，如果将这两个字在这两字里面调转是怎么样。
And man became a living spirit.
他就成了有魂的活人。
And in the morning, his soul was troubled.
在早晨他的灵不安。
Both sound right to me, or they both work.
即两句就算这样调换都听起上来都啱。
We as human beings are created in the image of God, male and female.
我们人是按照神的形象被造，男人是，女人也是。
We have our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies.
我们人有两部分，我们的身体，看得见的身体，和看不见的灵魂。
When our physical body expires here on earth,
当我们这个看得见的身体衰残之后，
our spiritual body goes to spend eternity either apart from God or with God.
我们的灵魂会进入去永恒，即是永恒的与神同在，或者是永恒的与神分离。
Hopefully with God.
希望是永远的与神同在。
Hence our salvation comes from Him.
因为同神和好的救恩是从神而来。
As Christians,We believe that those of us who believe in Jesus Christ,
作为基督徒，我们相信那些相信接受耶稣基督的，
and have faith in his virgin birth,
相信他是童贞女玛利亚所生，
in the perfect life he lived,
活出一个完美的生命，
and in his death and resurrection,
相信他的死和复活，
our spiritual bodies will spend forever in heaven with God.
有这样信心相信的人，他们是永远的同神一起。
To me, if you replace soul with our spiritual body, it has the same feel or the same meaning.
对我来讲，如果用灵代替了我们灵的身体，它是有相同的意义。
My spiritual body will spend forever with God.
我的灵默默无声，专等候神。
My spiritual body finds rest in God alone.
我的灵唯有在神入边找到平安，找到安息。
According to greatbiblestudy.com,
一个专门研究圣经的网站，
Here is the difference between spirit and soul.
他们是这样来到去区分灵和魂。
We are spirit.
我们是灵，我们是魂。
We have a soul.
我们有一个灵。
And we live in the body.
我们活在一个身体里面。
Our spirit comes from God.
我们的魂从神而来。
Our soul is our emotion and personality.
我们的灵是我们的情绪和我们的性格。
And our body is what you see.
我们的身体就是人所看到这个的躯壳。
My argument with that statement is that everything comes from God.
对于他们这样的结论，我自己的看法是一切都是从神而来。
Regardless of how you define or delineate between spirit and soul,
其实无论你怎样理解灵与魂，
it is clear that true rest and peace comes from God.
很清楚，真正的平安和休息是唯有从神而来。
True peace comes from God.
真正的平安从神而来。
We as human beings need to calm down and practice listening to God.
我们人需要安静下来，来到去聆听神。
So often when we are praying, we are busy verbalizing our praise and petition.
好多的时候，当我们祈祷的时候，我们都很忙来到去表达我们的赞美和祈求。
Without intentional time set aside to be quiet before the Lord.
但是就无刻意地安排一些时间安静在神的面前等候祂。
Waiting upon him.
等候祂。
Have you ever tried it?
你有没有试过这样？
For many of us, it is hard to do nothing.
对于我们很多人来说，很难不做任何的事情。
To just sit there silently, with our eyes open, listening only to him. With our ears open, listening only to him.
只是坐在那里，静静的，打开我们的耳朵，留心的来去听神。
No Bible study.
没来到去研读圣经。
No talking.
没说话。
Our hearts concentrated only on God.
我们只是集中在神的身上。
If we want to experience true rest,
如果我们想体验真正的休息
on this side of eternity,
在这个世界
our soul finds rest in God alone.
唯有在神里面我们能够得着真正的休息。
This truth means we need to get to know God better.
咁亦都係意味住我哋需要更加好嘅咁嚟到去認識神。
Remember when Jesus got into a boat with his disciples to cross the lake?
唔知大家记唔记得耶稣同门徒佢哋曾经入到去一隻船嗰度要嚟到去到湖嘅对面。
This was after a busy day of ministry.
呢件嘅事情係响佢哋忙碌咗成日之后
，preaching to and healing many people，
佢哋忙住讲道，忙住医治
，they were exhausted，
佢哋都好疲乏
，especially Jesus，
尤其是系耶稣
，Jesus who obviously knows God， his heavenly Father，
耶稣显然嘅好认识神，佢嘅天父。
Went to rest with him in the stern of the boat.
即是在忙完一日之后，在神入边来到去休息。
His disciples stayed on the deck, hanging out and tending to the ship.
而他的门徒呢，就留在甲板上边来到去倾偈，来到去照顾，来到去开船。
Then, all of a sudden, a furious squall named Hurricane Sandy
然后突然之间咧，一个好大嘅风暴，嘅名又咁巧同我哋准备嚟紧嘅风暴系同一个名。
The squall came upon them，
即系一个大嘅风暴嚟到。
Now don't forget half the disciples were seasoned fishermen。
唔好忘记，有一半以上嘅门徒都系经验丰富嘅渔民。
But despite that, Matthew 8:25 records their reaction.
即就算是这样，我们在马太福音的8章25节看到他们的反应。
The disciples went to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown.
门徒来到去叫醒他，说，主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。
Jesus replied to them, O you of little faith.
耶稣对他们说，你们这小信的人啊。
And then he rebuked the wind and the waves.
然后他就斥责风和海。
And it was completely calm.
就大大的平静了。
Jesus was giving the disciples a lesson in faith.
耶稣给他的门徒一个信心的功课。
Faith only in God.
信心在神里面。
And David is reminding us in this psalm,
大卫是藉着这首的诗篇来到去提醒我们
that in order for us to be quiet before the Lord and have true rest, it takes faith.
为了让我们能够安静在神的 面前并找到真正的休息，是需要信心，在神里面的信心。
David, who as a teenage boy,
大卫作为一个十几岁的、青少年
，because of his faith in God，
因为他对神的信心
，defeated Goliath， a 7-foot adult warrior，
即系可以击败巨人哥利亚、七尺高的哥利亚。
Here in Psalm 62, David is once again relying on God.
在诗篇62篇这里，我们再次看到大卫是倚靠神。
Through faith to get him through his current Goliaths.
倚靠神，在神里面的信心，胜过他生命中那些好像巨人般的一些艰难。
The better we know God on this side of eternity,
在这个世上我们更好的认识神
The more likely we can calm the waves and the storms in our own lives.
我们越有可能可以平静我们人生的风暴
And by faith defeat our own Goliaths.
依靠神有这样的信心来到去胜过我们自己人生中入边巨人般的难处。
When our doctor tells us we need to see a specialist.
当我们的医生告诉我们听我们需要看专科的时候。
Or when we find ourselves suddenly unemployed.
或者当我们突然间发现自己失业。
Or when we're having a heated disagreement with our spouse or child or loved one.
或者当我们同我们的配偶、子女或者是亲人有一个激烈的分歧的时候。
Our soul finds rest in God alone.
我们只能够在神里面有平安有安息。
Have you put yourself in a position to hear God?
你有没有将自己摆在能够听到神声音的位置上面?
True peace comes only from God.
真正的平安只能来自于神。
My hope and prayer
我希望我们都祈祷
is that each one of us here today can have a similar experience.
我们今天这里每一个人都有门徒他们这样的经历
Just like the disciples and David,
就好像门徒和大卫他们所经历的一样
We can be amazed at the peace and faith in Jesus.
来到去被耶稣基督所表现的那个的平安和信心来到去惊奇
As he calms the storms of our lives
透过平静我们生命中的风浪所表现出来
Let's take a closer look at David's life at the time he wrote Psalm 62
我们再来到去仔细的看一看这篇的诗篇
Especially the words My soul finds rest in God alone
尤其是是第一节的上半节我的心默默无声专等候神
In essence, David is saying, my life is in God's hands.
其实大卫就是透过第一节上半节来到他讲我的生命是在神手里面
Whether I stay here in Jerusalem or flee,
无论我是安稳地留在耶路撒冷定是说逃亡着
Regardless of what the people around him are saying to him,
无论他周围的人怎样讲,
he vowed to walk with God, listening only to him.
他依然的来到去坚信,来到去坚持同神同行,只是留心听他。
Even in the midst of the storm,
甚至在困难的风暴里面,
he didn't run to the pharmacist for antidepressants.
他没有去找那些药剂师要一些抗抑压的药。
He knew and believed that as human beings, we can only find true rest in God.
因为他知道而且坚信我们人只有在神里面才能够找到真正的安息和平安。
Not that there isn't an appropriate time for medication, to take medication.
我这样说不是说即是要我们不要吃药都有一些的时候我们是需要吃药
Look at verses 3 and 4
我们再看一看第三、第四节
How long will you assault a man?
你打击一个人到几时
And with their mouths they bless but in their hearts they curse
佢哋用嘴嚟到去祝福，但系佢哋用心嚟到去咒诅。
Unfortunately or fortunately，
即系无论系不幸也好，或者系幸运也好
，God puts other people in our lives。
神让其他嘅人喺我哋嘅生命当中。
Our parents，
好似我哋嘅父母。
Our spouses，
我哋嘅配偶。
Our siblings，
我哋嘅兄弟姊妹。
Our children，
我哋嘅细路。
Our friends，
我哋嘅朋友。
Our enemies，
我哋嘅敌人。
David wrote verses 3 and 4 with his son in mind。
大卫写第三、第四节嘅时候，相信系谂到佢嘅仔。
His oldest son Absalom was assaulting him and cursing him。
佢嘅大仔亚沙龙正喺度攻击佢。
Can you imagine having your own son?
你能够想象你自己的仔
with his own army,
用他自己的军队
searching you out to kill you and to take your job,
来到去追杀你，还要来到去取代你。
Jeremiah 17:9 says,
耶利米书十七章九节咁讲。
The heart is deceitful and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Because of sin, even our loved ones.
因为离弃神嘅罪，就算我哋嘅爱最爱嘅人
，those closest to us，
最亲密嘅人。
At times cause us to grieve.
有时都伤害我哋。
My wife works in a local child care center in Acton.
我嘅太太系响 Acton 附近一个嘅细路仔看护中心工作。
Almost every day she comes home and shares stories with me.
佢几乎每一日翻到屋企嘅时候，佢都嚟到去话俾我听一啲嘅事情。
Stories of the lives of her co-workers and the families of the children at the center.
即呢啲嘅故仔都系同佢嘅同事，或者系同嗰啲细路仔，或者系佢哋嘅家长有关。
So often we both say together, "How do these people survive without Jesus?"
好多嘅时候，当我哋即系讲完、听完之后，我哋都有同感，就系话呢啲人冇耶稣，佢哋点样能够系继续嘅嚟到去生存？有盼望。
Some of the stories are truly sad.
有啲嘅故仔真系好悲伤。
Divorce，
离婚。
Suicide attempts，
自杀，尝试自杀。
Drug and alcohol usage，
用毒品、用酒精嚟到去麻醉自己。
Different forms of abuse，
唔同嘅，即系嗰啲嘅暴力，家庭暴力。
It's not surprising the antidepressant market is a $1 billion business.
所以唔奇怪点解即系嗰啲抗抑郁嘅药会系咁流行，系咁有市场。
David's story is even crazier than most.
但系大卫嘅经历比好多人嘅经历更加嘅惨。
But he figured out the best.Solution.
但他找到最好的那个的解决方法。
Look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
当时时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
A refuge is a shelter or protection from danger and difficulty.
一个嘅避难所咧，就系一个保护嘅地方，即系让人唔好受到伤害，能够系避免一啲嘅困难。
A safe place in a retreat.
一个安全嘅地方，一个避风港。
Trust and faith in God.
喺神入边有信心。同埋相信
That is what life here on earth is all about.
这个是我们生活在这个世界的人最需要的。
The more trust and faith we have in God,
当我们越是依赖越是相信神的时候，
through our personal relationship with Jesus Christ,
这个的依赖这个相信是需要透过我们跟耶稣基督的关系，
the more rest and peace we have,
我们会更加经历真正的平安和安息。
The Lord wants us to be still before Him.
神要我们在祂面前静候。
Do not be afraid of slowing down.
不要忧虑，不要因为慢下来而忧虑。
In getting to a place where you can hear God.
尝试来到去聆听神的声音。
Verse 9 helps us put our lives in perspective.
第九节可以帮到我们来到去调整我们的生命的方向。
We see that our lives are only a breath.
我们在这一节看到我们的生命只不过是一口的气。
In that whether highborn or lowborn,
即无论是上流人或者下流人，
if weighed on a scale, they are nothing.
摆在那个天平上面的时候都是不值一提。
Nothing.Dust in the wind.
一切都是空的。
Like the old rock song from the 80s says, all we are is dust in the wind.
好像一首旧的歌里面的歌词一样，我们都是这风中的尘埃。
Apart from God, we are nothing and we can do nothing.
离开神，离弃神，我哋乜都唔系，我哋亦都唔能够做乜嘢。
The end of Psalm 62 gets scary.
诗篇62篇结尾嘅时候好吓人。
Verse 10 is a stern warning to each one of us here in this room.
因为第十节系一个好严厉嘅警告，系对我哋每一个人嚟到去讲嘅。
Do not trust in extortions or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them.
不要仗势欺人，也不要因抢夺而骄傲。若财宝加增，不要放在心上。
I confess to God and to you.
我向上帝同埋你哋承认。
This verse convicts me.
这一节的经文让我很扎心。
In my 21 years as a Christian,
在我21年作为一个基督徒，
I have seen very few examples of Christians not setting their hearts on their riches.
我没看见有很多的基督徒他们不将他们的依赖和信心摆在他们的财富上面。
Myself included.
当然是包括我自己。
The more I study Jesus, the more I am convicted of this.
我越是认识神，越是认识耶稣，我越是深信这一点。
Every time he lists vices, greed is always at the top of the list.
当耶稣每一次来到去列出那些叫坏习惯或者坏思想的时候，贪婪几乎都是在第一位。
That's why Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个也都是为什么耶稣说骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进天国更容易。
And why Paul wrote, you cannot serve both God and money.
这也都是为什么保罗会写你们不能够侍奉两个主，侍奉神又侍奉金钱。
I can only apologize to you as a minister and cry out to God for mercy.
我作为一个传道人只能够向你们道歉和求神怜悯。
Because in verse 12, we see clearly that God will reward each person according to what he has done.
因为在第十二节我们很肯定地看到神会根据一个人所做的事情来到去奖罚他。
Does your soul find rest in God alone?
你有没有只是在神里面 又安息又平安。
Are you too busy?
你会不会是太忙
？Too fidgety？
太过烦躁。
Or too confident in your own ability and strength to truly find rest in God alone?
太过依靠自己的能力，太过依靠自己的信心，向神入边来到去揾安息。
Our soul finds true rest in God alone.
只有在神入边，我的灵揾到真正，揾到休息。
David is teaching us in this psalm, his expectation is only God.
大卫在这篇诗篇教导我们的，就是他的期望，他的盼望是在唯一的神身上。
That despite extreme life circumstances, David trusts and expects that by faith,
无论环境有几不好，大卫依然的坚信，
God will direct his path.
神会指引他的路。
At the beginning of every Awana opening ceremony,
即每一个星期五嗰个 Awana 的开幕礼结束之后，
I ask the kids for prayer requests.
我问啲细路仔有冇咩代祷嘅事情。
And there is a tradition that at least one kid always asks to pray for an end of terrorism.
我哋有一个传统，就系每一个星期最少有一个细路仔，佢记得为到呢个恐怖主义可以停止嚟到去祈祷。
And as I pray for an end of terrorism,
当我为到恐怖主义能够停止而祷告嘅时候，
The Holy Spirit always directs me to Jesus.
圣灵总系引导我嚟到耶稣面前。
We need to know Jesus if we want to know peace.
我哋需要认识耶稣，如果我哋想知道乜嘢系真平安。
What about you?
你呢？
Does your soul find rest in God alone through faith in Jesus Christ?
你系咪只有透过相信耶稣喺神入边揾到真正嘅平安？
We have much to fear and nothing to rely on or trust in humankind.
我哋有好多嘅恐惧，但系我哋亦都冇啲乜嘢可以依赖或者可以相信嘅人。
Consequently, under human pressure in all its reality, there is no resource. Or where is our resource?
喺咁样嘅情况底下，我哋面对呢啲嘅恐惧、呢啲压力嘅时候，我哋嘅依靠喺边度
？Only and perfectly in God.
唯有完全嘅喺神入边。
Mark 6:31 says,
马可福音六章三十一节咁讲，
Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.
你哋嚟同我啱啱嘅到旷野地方去歇一歇。
Go to Jesus by yourself every day to a quiet place and get some rest.
自己每日嘅揾一个安静嘅地方嚟到去耶稣嘅面前，专心嘅等候神。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us.